Here with an update of the weather forecast for today, tomorrow, and the rest of the week is Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated.
A little wintry mix of precipitation will be occurring across the Midwest during the course of the day today, especially in the western and some southern locations. The precipitation is not expected to be very impressive, but it will cause some travel issues from Minnesota and portions of eastern South Dakota this morning through Iowa into southern portions of Illinois and portions of Indiana as we move on into the night tonight and early tomorrow. The system will move fairly quickly. It'll be difficult for significant amounts of snow to accumulate as it moves along this path, but we will find at least a dusting upwards to 1, maybe 2 inches in a couple of counties. The majority of this precipitation, though, will just create a little bit of a slowdown in travel across the region. There shouldn't be any major accumulations, and visibilities are not expected to drop very low in most cases. The moisture content in the precipitation will be low as well, probably running a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to maybe a maximum of 15 hundredths of an inch. The precipitation is not likely to be significant in the eastern portions of the Midwest. Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana may see some snow flurry or snow shower activity, but there's certainly not going to be any organized precipitation over this next two-day period. Lake effect snows will continue to occur across portions of the Great Lakes region, however. A surface high pressure center will push through the heart of the Midwest as we go into the day on Thursday and Friday, so travel across the region is expected to be mostly favorable. As the high pressure system leaves the region, a warm front is expected to form across the upper parts of the region. That warm front will then set off a little bit of a wintry mix of precipitation, most of which will occur as snow, and most of which will be confined to the northernmost parts of the region in Minnesota and Wisconsin primarily. The system will move off to the east as we move into the weekend, Friday night into early Saturday, so parts of Michigan may also see a little bit of precipitation from this event. Another disturbance will move through the northern plains and into the upper Midwest as we go into the rest of the weekend. A dusting to an inch or an inch and a half of snow may occur in some areas again in the uppermost parts of the region. In the meantime, the heart of the Midwest will be dealing with generally dry conditions. I say generally because there will be a little bit of an influx of moisture from the Gulf of Mexico taking place as we go from Saturday into Sunday, and during that period of time, a few showers may pop up, and that will disrupt some of the drying that's going to be badly needed across the Midwest through these next several days. That will also set the stage for greater amounts of precipitation to evolve next week. The Midwest will be subjected to another storm system of size, and this moisture influx from the Gulf of Mexico over the weekend will set the stage for that storm system to begin producing moisture of significance across the area as we move into the middle part of the week. Another strong surface high pressure center will push into the Midwest first, and that will likely occur Sunday into Monday. That'll clear the skies out. There may be a little bit of light snowfall that occurs just ahead of that, but it won't accumulate significantly. The temperatures will turn quite a bit cooler as that cold high pressure center moves into the region. Our temperatures over the next few days will be cool, but not necessarily a problem. We'll look for the high temperatures today, 30s and 40s across a big part of the Midwest, with some teens and 20s in the far northwest. We'll look for high temperatures tomorrow, mostly teens and 20s again in the upper Midwest, and look for 30s and some 40s in the rest of the region. The cooler air will retreat back to Canada shortly after that, and temperatures will actually warm up a bit over the weekend. A big part of the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest will see highs in the 50s and perhaps even some lower 60s as we go from Sunday into Monday, but quickly right after that, there'll be another surge of colder air coming in behind the midweek storm system. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Our thanks, of course, to Drew Lerner for his daily updates of the agricultural weather forecast for the growing regions across the planet.